Alright, everyone, it's the Grimlord here. You're gonna have to mind the AC. DP's here, and he doesn't like to sweat.
Maybe nobody likes to sweat.
Yeah, but I don't mind it being a little bit of a...
Oh, let's blame it because DP's here.
I don't mind it being a little bit of a sauna in here, but...
Not what you say when I didn't have AC in my trip.
Alright, anyway, this is by Lockhart. I've talked with Lockhart several times, and this is his first time to get on Steam after itch.io kicked him off because of some really stupid stuff. Like, I'm gonna be honest, it was stupid. But now he's on Steam, and I'm supporting him. I did buy this game, so if you're watching, I did buy your game. This I paid for. It's only like $7, so do it. And this is way further ahead than the Petal. The Petal game was really good, though. I did like that. But let's go ahead and get started. So, start. Hey there, my name is Mirabel, and I'm Lockhart's representative. Let's begin with the formalities. All characters present, in a moment of bliss are over the age of 18. This novel is intended for those over the age of 18. But damn. If you do not meet this requirement, please close the game now. So also, I mean, all joking aside, if you are under the age of 18, please leave the channel. Never come back until you are over the age of 18. Please. We're begging you. Things are getting rough for this content, dude. They're going to start wanting me to...
We don't support nitty parties or anything.
Well, okay, but being real, they're going to... I know that. I get the joke. But what I'm saying is, they're trying to make it like IDs for games. Like, I mean, just to even view these games, because they're considered adult content. So in order for you to view the content, you'd have to put your ID in. Like, even I would have to have my ID entered in the site for me to be able to upload this shit. So when we mean over the age of 18, we literally do mean over the age of 18. If you're not supposed to be here, please, please, GTFO. Like, seriously. No animals were harmed during the moment, during the making of A Moment of Bliss, real or otherwise. We recommend playing with the sound enabled. Much of the game's ambience and mood comes from the music and sound effects and not the air conditioner. You can adjust the sound settings in the options menu. If you're having trouble reading the text, you need to go see your eye doctor. You can alter the text box opacity in the options menu. Oh, somebody that actually did that. We have one. We have a text box opacity thing. There we go. If you're stepping into the shoes of a middle-aged man who is returning home after spending in... You're stepping into the shoes of a middle-aged man. Well, I'm almost there. Who is returning home after spending an intimate week-long vacation with a young woman. Well, that sounds great. Prior to this, you're separated from your significant other for a year and went on a comedy tour that you now consider to have failed, been a failed attempt at fame. Hey, this kind of sounds like Petal. What name do you go by? You can just press enter for the default name of Chester. If this is Petal again, I apologize, but we did buy it. You'll be able to change the name of the main character and the titles the characters use to address each other a little while into the game. I'd like to introduce you to a new mechanic that was not present in our previous titles. This is Trapsy, our pet mimic. Please click on Trapsy to continue. Is it going to bite? He's in a rather foul mood, isn't he? Zian must have forgotten to feed him. During your experience in A Moment of Bliss, you'll often be able to click on items in the scene. Oh, cool. Sometimes you'll be required to click on something in order for the scene to progress. We'll always be clear about what you need to click on. Okay. It's not going to be like an adventure game. That's everything for now. You'll be introduced to more mechanics naturally as you progress through the game. Thanks for playing and have a wonderful time. Heart of the Keyforge. Keys to my Lockhart. A Moment of Bliss. Chapter 1. The vacation is over and we're home at last. It's strange seeing this place again. It looks the same as I remember it. I know I was only gone on that comedy tour for a year, but it feels like forever since I was here. It sure didn't feel like home without you in it. I know you're technically only invited to stay for a few days, but I'll bet that'll change. I think we all need you more than we'd like to admit. No matter what happens, I'm going to stay close by. I'm not sure what this new job is going to entail, or if I'll even get it. I'm going to do minimal traveling either way. If I can get this writing gig off the ground, I'll be able to work anywhere. That means I'll be able to live close by, maybe even right down the road. Grim, there you two are. I wasn't sure I was going to catch you before I had to leave. My plane is departing in an hour, so I've got to get going. I figured you'd be gone before I got here. I'm glad you're not. You look incredible. I mean, you always look incredible. It's different because, you know, you're in front of me and I've only been able to see you through video calls. And I mean that platonically. I know we're still on a break. But also you look attractive. Professional too, and... I know things are going to be awkward between us for a while. When I get back from this job interview, maybe we can sit down and talk about the future? Yeah, I'd like that. You're looking fit, Grim. Did you spend a lot of time in the gym while you were away? There wasn't much else to do, going from one hotel room to the other. Well, I can't stay long. I'll be back in a day or two, and then we can talk more. Focus on your interview for now. Don't worry if you don't get the job. We'll figure something out. When I get back, I want to hear all about your vacation, sweetheart. If I get this job, I'll take us out shopping. How does that sound? Sounds like a plan. Bye, you two. See you in a few days. Love you. Be safe. Good luck, Rosie. I'm going to go put my stuff away and change. Thank you again for this past week. I had a great time. Oh, it is Petal. We should do it again one day.
Seems like we've played this already before.
Hey, don't forget to hide those handcuffs. Oof. Home sweet home. Have we played this? This used to be my favorite spot to spend time with the girls. We'd watch movies together and reminisce about our day. I wonder if I'll get to have those times again. The girls are all grown up now and Moon won't even speak to me. One day at a time, I suppose. Huh. What's that on the table? A box? Titania. Did someone order a new phone? It's a little different. Spending so frivolously right now is going to put us all in the poorhouse. If you're wondering about the box, right? Some lady stopped by earlier to deliver it. Said it was for your eyes only. Hey, Blister, I was wondering when you were going to show yourself. What's with the uniform? I have soccer practice today. I was just about to head out. I didn't expect you two home so soon. You just couldn't wait to see me, could you? Actually, I just missed my favorite spot on this couch. You're sort of ruining the moment for me. You sat there so much, the couch is a mold of your butt cheeks in it now. It remembers your dumb ass better than we do. Careful, you're gonna cut me with quip, sad sharp. They're still letting you play soccer? Seems like an unfair advantage against the other team having you play. You bet your ass it is. I've been crushing it out on the field lately. I'm also riding the scholarship I got from playing right into my second year of college. Good, I still have the money I was saving for your college tuition. Since you won't be needing it, I think I'll just go ahead and spend it on hookers and booze. Yeah, that'll be the day. You don't drink and you wouldn't know what to do with a hooker if you had one. I thought hooker was a fishing term, is it not? I missed your stupid jokes. I'm glad you're back. I have to go now. I'll be back in a few hours. Bye, champion. Alright, I'll see you later today, Bliss. Go easy on the other girls, will you? Nope. Mysterious person delivered a mysterious box, and it's for me? I know I didn't order anything. It has the Titania logo on it, though. Titania is known for its cell phones and Susie. Well, no point in speculating if it's right in front of me. Let's crack this open and see what's inside. Just as predicted, it's a phone. There's also an unusual pair of glasses. Who would have sent me these things? There's no note, no forwarding address, and nothing. Let's take a look at the phone. There might be some information on it that will shed light on this peculiar situation. Looks like a regular phone. In fact, it looks like my current phone. This must be a mistake. Someone delivered this to the wrong... Hello, Grim. It's nice to finally meet you face to face. How are you this wonderful afternoon? Oh, God damn it! No, no, I don't need you right now, Susie. I hate Titania's silly virtual assistant. It doesn't even understand me half the time. How do I shut you off? Ugh, Susie, no. Susie, stop. Nah-ha-ha. Oh, Grim, have I disappointed you in the past? Perhaps you'll allow me the opportunity to redeem myself. At the very least, I'd like to explain the box of goods you just received from Titania. I'm sure you're curious as to why we've given you a free new phone and a pair of AR, augmented reality, glasses. Why don't you try on the glasses before we continue? I promise things will become clear soon after. Did she just laugh? I've never seen her do that before. Feels like she's talking directly to me and not just regurgitating a script like she usually does. Is this a virtual assistant or a real person? Does Titania have a new marketing technique that involves gaslighting their customers? I do not remember this from that other game.
Well, I don't remember this. They probably added it from the version we played before.
She wants me to try the glasses on. They look like something out of a sci-fi movie. Let's try not to break these things when we pick them up. They look flimsy as hell. They do. A lot less flimsy than they look. They're actually pretty solid. Why would she want me to wear these? Well, they didn't improve my vision. Everything looks the same. What's the point of this? Over here, Grim. Where? Hey there, handsome. We're not there yet, but we will be. Sorcery. Remember, I talked to Revy about all this. You make me laugh, Grim.
Pretty close.
Yeah, we're getting
there's
there.
There's games that do that.
We're getting there, but we're not... I mean, you would probably have more experience than I do because you have the VR headset and stuff. Arthur C. Clarke said, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. I've heard that so many times. It's one of my favorite quotes. Favorite quotes? And you're laughing at my jokes? You can't be Titania's virtual assistant. Who are you? Why do you look like Susie? How are you in my living room? Can you please tell me what the hell is going on? I'm a new version of Susie. We're testing out my updated systems to see if they work and what areas need to be improved. Also, I gotta give this guy proper applause for doing the first AVN I've played with a AR character. You know, you don't see the augmented reality. This is the first one I've played where you had that. You've been randomly selected as a beta tester for this first phase of testing. You'll have access to me and all my functions for the duration of the beta testing. None of your private data in your life will be released to anyone. I have strict programming to block personal information from leaking. My main priority is to help you with any tasks through your day-to-day life. I can even anticipate some of your needs. This must be some sort of mistake or an elaborate prank. I'm no programming expert, but I know this level of interaction with a computer program is impossible. I don't like this. There's something you're not telling me. I assure you, I am the latest version of Susie. I am not a human behind an avatar. This is a huge step forward in artificial intelligence for humanity. You'll be essential in helping me test and improve my capabilities. And again, like people would say, well, is that how you want Crimson, the girl that's in all of my content? Yeah, that's more or less how I want it. I'm not really sold on the robot idea, and I know that this one won't strangle me. I mean, it's, you know, it doesn't have a physical form. Don't worry about the complexities of my systems. Just know that I'm here to help you with anything you need. How are you here, though? You're wearing augmented reality glasses. I'm not actually here. I'm being drawn in real time through the glasses. That's literally how it works, folks. I didn't know this level of technology was available yet. Well, it is. As a matter of fact, augmented reality is old technology. Children have been enjoying games on their cell phones with augmented reality technology for years. Like Pokemon Go? Titania has improved upon it, but not even by much. It's still relatively simple tech. Again, we'll be having this everywhere within the next 5 years. You will see a lot of people talking to people that aren't there. Why don't you... I mean, you already do when people talk on their cell phones. Why don't you look at your phone again? We could go over some of my features together. This is the Mab Q, the latest phone by Titania. It looks exactly like my own phone, my old phone that I got 3 years ago. In the year 2020, Titania decided to switch their focus from hardware to software. By keeping the same design over the last dozen years, we've been able to focus on improving functionality and outsourcing internal hardware upgrades. You'll be able to tell me exactly what you like, and I'll get it for you. I can pull up text messages, a gallery, and the relationship menu. You can also change my outfit anytime you like. Let's start with the relationship menu. In this menu, you'll be able to tell me the titles you all refer to each other by. Let's start with you. Why is my shirt open? I've recreated you within my program as I see you, but I have that doofy look on my face. Anyway, you'll be able to change your name here whenever you want. Let's focus on the girls in the house. This is Petal, the youngest in the household. She's 18. What does she refer to you as? Enter the default title of Guardian. I'm gonna just freaking call her... I don't know. Default title of Guardian. Well, I'll just call her Petal. And who is she to you? Ward? Okay, so I got an idea. I'm just gonna go with Guardian and Ward. I'm gonna go with the actual names they give me. Because otherwise it would be Petal, my Petal, and that would not be good.
Guardian.
Just go with Guardian. And who is she to you? Ward. And what is her nickname? That's fine. This is Bliss, she's 19. In her second year of college and is a fierce soccer player. Who is she to Petal? She is a roomie. And what name do you use of her? Blister. And that's what he called her in the thing, so why not? And do the girls have a nickname they call you? Yes, they call Daddy. Me sir. This is Daddy. This is Rose. You and she have been on a break from your relationship for a year now. Who is she to Bliss and Petal? Rose. Excellent, that's everything for now. You'll be able to change these titles anytime by pulling up your phone and asking me. I'm not just a phone assistant, though. I'm going to strive to be much more than that and help you with various things throughout our time together. I'm excited for us to get to know one another and for us to help each other grow and develop.
Oh.
Guardian, who are you talking to?
Oh.
Guardian, who are you talking to?
You shall not pass.
Order, yeah. What are you doing with those goofy glasses on? You look like a nerd. Are you having one of those old people moments where you're not sure what's real? Do we need to get you on meds? Maybe it's time for a retirement home.
Come put my balls in your mouth, taste some history.
What? No, I'm not having a senior moment, Petal. I'm talking to Susie. She can't know about me. Not Susie, I met Jesus. I was praying for him to unscramble your weirdo brain. He said you're too far gone and there's nothing he can do to help you. Just hand her the glasses. I'll explain everything to her as the simple phone assistant I was before. My weirdo brain, you're the one talking to the couch. I hope the medication for your condition is covered by Medicare. I'm only 39, Petal. What a coincidence. So am I. I don't even qualify for Medicare until I'm 65. Is that true?
Unless you have
a serious issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Just put these glasses on. Everything will make sense after. Wow. Are these the latest ARGs? Where did you get these? You know what those are? I've never even heard of them before.
Ew.
Of course I know what they are. They say these will be the next big thing, like pagers were in the 90s. They will. Mark my words. Try them on, and you will get tired of people talking to things that aren't there. Oh, hey, Susie. I didn't know Titania integrated you into ARGs. Are these new? I don't see anyone. Just like you see people arguing with things that aren't there.
Yeah. Well, you see that now with people with earpieces.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm sure you see that a lot at the casino. Probably people screaming in those damn things. You're not wearing the glasses. Oh, right. Guardian won a raffle at one of the hotels he was staying at and got a free limited edition version of you? My luck is never that good. I'm jealous. Thank you for explaining, Susie. I'm gonna have to borrow these once in a while. So cool. I wanted to talk to you about something. What's up? I know you want to help me with my new writing venture, but I want you to explore other options too. You told me that last year was hard on you after I left, so I understand. Excuse me. Yeah, I got that right. I understand why you decided not to start college right after school. I think you should take a few classes now, though, just to feel around for what options are out there and see if there's something you might be passionate about. It could be anything you want. You could try something artistic or just do a few business classes.
Long as it's not women's studies.
I'm not sure college is for me, but Bliss sure does seem to be having a great time. I do want to help you with your writing career. I just know it's something you can do well, and I could be your assistant. Having you as my assistant in this endeavor would be incredibly helpful. By the way, I've just got a friend that published her first book after many, many years. Yep. I think it's a romance novel. It's very well written. I've read some of the early work, the sample work. It's great. You are highly intelligent, though. I don't want you to settle for anything. I am an adult now, Guardian. I should be able to decide what I want to do. I know you're just trying to look out for my best interests, but please don't patronize me. I'll take a few classes as long as you let me take them online while I help you with your novel. You get so defensive. It's my job to guide you into the world, Petal. I'm just doing the best I can. Of course you can help me with a... Of course you can help me with a novel. You're the one that forced me to start writing it after all. I guess that 3 o'clock is starting to hit me. There's a knock at the door. She's here. Come in. Hey, Wendy. I didn't think you'd get here so fast. You look so pretty today. Hey there, Petal. You look lovely yourself. I hope I'm not too early. I haven't gotten out much lately, so I was rather excited about spending the day with you. It's a pleasure to see you again, Grim. Will we be getting to read more about Madison and Chloe soon? Yeah, sure. I'll send you the script after I finish a few chapters. I didn't know you were stopping by. You and Petal made plans? I asked her if she wanted to go out on a picnic today. You don't mind, do you? You're an adult, as you like to keep reminding me. You can go out if you want. Remember what we talked about, though. I want you to sign up for some classes soon. Okay, thanks, Guardian. We'll be back later today. The door closes behind them as they shuffle out of the house. My new cell phone is vibrating. I should see who it is. Hey, brother. It looks like you made it home. I half expected you to stay an extra day or two at the cabin. You're always welcome to use it again if you want. Has Wendy made it there yet? Hey, Chuck. Wendy just left with Petal. Thank you again for letting us stay at the cabin. We had some much-needed rest and relaxation. And a bit more than that. Wendy and I know how to keep a secret. We won't let anything slip. Mum is the word. If you speak to Rose about me, please let me know how it goes. If she's all right with that, of course. I called to let you know that my buddy is available now to discuss your story. Do you have time to meet him? That's sudden. Actually, I do have time right now. All the girls are off doing their own thing. Send me the location and I'll head that way after I get changed. Remember, the job is not guaranteed. I'm confident he'll be interested. But I don't want you to get your hopes too high and have them shattered. Apparently, there have been a lot of applicants looking to sign on. Hundreds, even. I'm rooting for you, though, brother. I appreciate everything you've done for me, Chuck. If it doesn't work out, I'll find something else. Don't worry about me too much. Let me know how it goes. Good luck and farewell for now. I didn't expect to have to deal with this today. I sure hope I get some good news. I better put on something professional before I go. Chuck just sent you a location. I'll guide you there when you head out. You now have access to me whenever you require my assistance. Keep in mind that it's rude to play on your phone when you're talking with people, so only take out your phone when you're free. I hope you have a long and enjoyable relationship, Grim. Have a wonderful day, and I'll be here if you need me. Okay, I guess I could explore the new features on my phone now if I want. or I can just get ready and head out. Chat with Susie, choose outfit, relationships, check messages, memories, or clothes. I have a few other outfits. What would you like me to wear? Can you wear your corporate outfit? Sure, work hard, play hard. I like the white fox outfit. Relationships. You'll be able to tell me all the titles you refer to each other. Okay. Check messages. There's no messages. Memories. Susie conversations. Chat with Susie. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get used to not having traditional apps I can open. Are you sure there isn't some hybrid mode we can start off with so I can slowly make the transition? Many people waste a considerable amount of time with their heads buried in their phones. Several social media companies use abhorrent tactics to keep you scrolling through pages and pages of videos and images. Oh yeah. And I talked to a guy a long time ago that showed me all the patents for that stuff. You could lose your whole day to cat videos or memes just so a company could collect a few dollars in ad revenue. Tactics? What tactics? Confirmation bias, fear-mongering, sexy girls, or just funny videos of people doing idiotic things? Well, I mean, I don't mind the sexy girls.
In one way, you gotta see some of that.
Anything to keep your attention. Again, I don't mind the sexy girls. Sexy girls. Even he said sexy girls. Focus on your real life, Grim. Something interesting happens in the world, I'll let you know. You'll have a much more fulfilling and worthwhile time on this earth if you pay attention to the people in it and find the work you enjoy doing. I guess I should hop to it then. I'll check on you again later, Susie. Bye for now, handsome. We're gonna do that. This is the location Susie directed me to. Oh, there's a suit of armor there. It looks like something pulled straight out of feudal Japan. Sengoku era Japan. If this is the right place, does that mean Chuck's partner is an ancient Japanese warrior or something? He isn't going to be one of those insane people that challenges me to a katana battle for a place in the company, is he? If my story doesn't do well, am I expected to follow my sword? I'm seriously reconsidering this endeavor. Grim, great to see you made it, and on time, too. I appreciate punctuality. Come on in. I'm right down the hall. You can leave your shoes there at the entrance. Are you armed? I'm really not looking to get sneak attacked by a guy with a sword, Chief. The only thing I'm wielding is my charismatic personality. Don't be shy. Sounds like a decent enough fellow. I'd still like to know what the heck is going on with this location, though. According to Chuck, this young man has made a fortune designing software or some such thing. I'm sure he's all business and no play. Judging by that suit, I'd say I called it right. What do you think about a samurai that turns into a werewolf? I don't believe any amount of preparation for this interview could have prepared me for that particular question. I'm not sure what answer you're looking for that will get me to the next round, but I like the idea. The werewolf is a classic, no question about that. I imagine they're waging a battle against a rival clan of vampires? Vampire samurai? That's hilarious and a uniquely interesting idea. Well, they would be vengeance then. This isn't a test or a interview question, Grim. You're not the only one pitching a television show idea to me today. There's a young team of creators putting a show together for me here. It should be an elaborate presentation. The story, well, it's at least something to be desired. We'll see. A presentation? Shit, I have nothing prepared. I wasn't told anything about having a presentation ready. So much for first impressions. No, Grim, I've already read your first chapter. Your presentation is complete. However, I want to set you up with my lead animator and see if you two can cobble together a visually compelling pilot. You'll also need to put together the rest of the season. I'd expect no less than 12 episodes in total. So you like the storyline of Mads Medusa? Well enough. I'm going to level with you, Grim. A television show's success is far more about proper marketing and flashy trailers. Your animated show is also not likely going to be the highlight of the streaming platform that I'm building. For now, I'm filling Mads Medusa more under filler than feature. If I like what you and my animator present, I'll consider financing a full season. If I love what you two come up with, I'll move it up the marketing budget. This is an opportunity then. I was afraid I might be given a handout just as a favor to Chuck. Chuck is a good friend of mine, but his investment is not substantial and I can't risk any of this on a favor. His influence was simply getting my eyes on your story. To be honest, I rejected it. Fortunately for you, there's a bigger fish at play behind the scenes funding the majority of this endeavor. They persuaded me to give your story a chance. They're even going to help you write your story. It'd be yours entirely, but you'll get a little advice here and there to help you move the plot in a healthy and compelling direction. I have some more business to attend to, so I'll leave you with the animator. It was nice to meet you, Grim. Likewise. Wait, where's the animator? Hello, it's the sneak attack. I'm Nixie Charm. You must be Grim, right? It's nice to meet you. Nixie the Pixie. Holy shit, this girl is absolutely stunning. Where the hell did she come from? Quick, say something clever so she thinks you're cool. I would say it's a pleasure to meet you, but it might be more appropriate to say, charmed. I'm a comedian, and that's the best I could come up with. Ha ha ha! Snort! Because my last name is Charm, right? That's so clever. Did she just snort? Now she's even cuter. Oh lord, here you go. I don't mean to be rude, but I was supposed to meet an animator. Are you here to take me to him? The animation for your story, Mask Medusa, will be overseen by me. I'll be your partner in helping to bring your story to life. Oh, I apologize. I didn't mean to make an assumption. I was expecting a socially awkward nerd, but you're... Anyway, I guess we should probably get to know each other, right? Right. Why don't we have a seat and hash out some of the details? I read the first chapter of your work. I must say, my brain is overflowing with ideas. I've always been fascinated by stories that slip into the shoes of different perspectives. I would have expected Chloe to be endowed with the curse of Medusa, but seeing Madison wield it with a fascinating twist. The concept of the powers Medusa had being endowed in a modern-age teenager, especially Madison, is captivating. I can't wait to see how she deals with the transformation. I've been surprised by the reception. I expected some critical feedback, but I've almost had nothing but positive responses. Well, except for Aaron, he wasn't so sure about the story. He hasn't seen it brought to fruition with animation yet. You leave that to me. I'll do it justice. How does this work entirely? You have a team? Are they at your central office? The animation process is done entirely remotely, in Korea most of the time. The animators work from home. By the way, a lot of anime is actually animated in Korea these days too. And China. You won't have to interact with them at all. There is no office that we work out of. That means our meetings will be at cyber cafes or coffee shops. And you're an animator? I was obsessed with animated movies when I was younger. My father asked me what I loved about them one day. It's the fantasy of it, the freedom to explore ideas and stories that we never can in reality. Fantasy worlds show us something beyond ourselves, something wonderful and creative. It's the only way we can break free of our own limitations inside of our reality. My father fed my interest. He bought a program to help me learn animating, and I spent a substantial amount of time on it between my homeschooling. How did you become a writer? My ward forced me to write something when we found out from a friend of Aaron's that he was looking for a script last week. Last week? You started writing a week ago? I did some creative writing when I was younger, and I spent the last year writing jokes for a comedy tour. Being a comedian didn't work out, so I'm giving this a try. I didn't expect it to go as well as it is. Talk about discovering your calling, bravo. I'm going to draw up some concept art tonight. I'm so excited to get started that I'm having trouble thinking about anything else. Well, let's not meet up here again. I half expected a ninja to jump out of the shadows and whip kick me in the face. Ha ha! Snort, I can picture it in my head. I know this wonderful little candy shop about half an hour away. You want to meet up there tomorrow? Oh, that sounds fascinating. Sure, I'd love to. We spent a few more minutes talking before parting ways. I'm going to fight to stay professional while working with her, but I'm under no delusions about how difficult that'll be. She's captivatingly gorgeous, and I do tend to melt around pretty girls. It's time to head home. I can check my phone first. Or head out.
Or in their hands.
I might want to see if Susie has anything to share with me. Your interview with Aaron about your novel was wobbly. You were relatively composed around Aaron, but you got awkward fast with Nixie. You heard all that? Of course I did. As long as there's a microphone connected to a cell tower or Wi-Fi and near enough to pick up your voice, I can always hear you. That is some next-level stalker capabilities you have. I always get nervous around attractive women. Nixie is, I do too. Nixie is as gorgeous as they come, so of course I made a fool of myself. If you're nervous, aren't you more likely to say something dopey? It seems to me your mind should be increasing its energy consumption to produce faster and wittier comments to impress the female. Instead, you do the opposite? It's a cruel and merciless existence for us humans. It sure sounds like it. You'll get more opportunities to impress her, though. Next time, try telling more jokes. She resonates well with your humor. I'll give that a try. Can you direct me home? You got me here, and unfortunately, I'm geographically challenged. I don't remember the way back. I'd be happy to assist. Okay, that's all we're going to do for this one for now, but I do like it. I think I'd like to do more of this one. This is kind of getting interesting. So, all right, guys, the name of the game is A Moment in... A Moment of Bliss. Well, I guess bliss would be a big part of this since, yeah, she's in the cover of it. We can go back to main menu. Yeah, A Moment of Bliss. So, all right, guys, you can pick this up at Steam right now. I think it's like $7.19. That's how much I paid for it. So, definitely buy it. Lockhart makes some really interesting games. We liked Petal, and I wanted to play Petal more, but we're definitely going to play more of Bliss. I like this one, so I want to kind of continue it in rotation. But, for now, we're out, and we'll see you next time.
Later.